Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, September 14th. New registration data shows that more than two-thirds of new electric cars in the U.S. are coming from Tesla. Experian has released July registration data, and it shows that Tesla is maintaining a large market share in the growing electric car market. The top three cars and their unit sales are the Tesla Model Y with 93,708 units, the Tesla Model 3 with 68,448 units, and then in a third place, the Chevrolet Bolt at 21,898 units. It's actually quite interesting, considering that the top three cars have been outselling all the competition without having access to the federal tax credit of $7,500. Clearly shows that having a compelling car is more important than anything else, including subsidies. After the first few demos of Tesla's full self-driving beta version 10 software came out, it's becoming clear that it is not the mind-blowing experience that CEO Elon Musk said it would be. Last weekend, Tesla started pushing its new full self-driving beta version 9 software update to the early access fleet. For quite a while now, Musk has been saying that this version that he had access to previously would blow people's mind, that it was a great improvement, and at one point he thought that Tesla could have robo-taxis on the road by the end of this year. According to the new users of the software, the robo-taxis are still a ways away. Some testers have also apparently needed recalibration of the cameras after the update was failing to do so. It's a bumpy release, but it still does show incremental improvement, but it does erode Elon Musk's credibility, at least a little bit. Tesla started pushing new software update for the Model S that enables SiriusXM and immersive sound, as they call it. While Tesla started delivering the new Model S with a refreshed interior and new powertrain back in June, they hadn't completed the software until now. With the new updated version of the Model S, Tesla introduced an audio system, and they write in the release notes, quote, "Immersive sound now has additional granularity along with an auto setting, which will adjust based on the type of content playing." Here at Quick Charge, I don't have a sample of what the audio would sound like in the car. I don't even think it would translate if I tried. But I'm sure somewhere out there driving a Tesla will use this immersive audio experience to play wretched experimental music from the 1960s. A tweet by Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe shared a pivotal moment for the startup automaker. The first R1T pickup destined for an actual customer rolled off the production line. With the announcement, Rivian customers fortunate enough to snag one of the reservations of the Launch Edition could soon be seeing their new EV in the driveway. At Quick Charge, we congratulate the Rivian team for their accomplishment. J.B. Straubel, better known as a Tesla co-founder and longtime CTO of the electric automaker, announced that his new company, Redwood Materials, will build a giant new battery factory in the U.S. Last year, the company came out of stealth mode and revealed that they are developing a new process to recycle electric car batteries. But now the company is announcing an expansion of their plans, going into cell production based on those recycled materials. The company didn't confirm where this new factory would be located, other than it's going to be in North America. For now, Redwood operates facilities in Nevada for its recycling and copper foil activities. The Environmental Protection Agency has confirmed the estimated range of two all-wheel drive versions of Volkswagen's all-wheel drive ID.4. The dual motor trim of the ID.4 Pro and Pro S were announced over the summer, but we're just now getting the numbers. The ID.4 all-wheel drive Pro officially offers an EPA estimated range of 249 miles. The all-wheel drive Pro S delivers an EPA estimated range of 240 miles. For comparison, the single rear-wheel drive ID.4 Pro is at 260 and the Pro S at 250. I actually got to drive the Pro S version for over a week, and I was pleasantly surprised with how far it could go. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, oil giant Chevron and Gevo, which is a renewable chemical and advanced biofuel company, announced a joint investment to build and operate a new facility that will process inedible corn into sustainable aviation fuel, also called SAF. The U.S. Department of Energy explains that SAF is, quote, "a biofuel used to power aircraft that has similar properties to conventional jet fuel, but with a smaller carbon footprint. Depending on the feedstock and technologies used to produce it, SAF can reduce cycle GHG emission dramatically compared to conventional jet fuel. According to a new report by E3G, the global pipeline of proposed coal plants has collapsed by 76%. This has happened since the Paris Agreement in 2015. As you might guess, China is the last remaining major provider of public finance for overseas coal projects. China, along with India, Vietnam, Indonesia, Turkey, and Bangladesh, account for over four-fifths of the world's remaining coal plant pipeline as of July 2021. Supply chain constraints are leading to price increases across every solar market segment. This is despite the addition of 5.7 gigawatts of solar capacity in the second quarter of 2021. Prices increased the most for the utility scale segment at about 6% year over year. Many solar developers have sufficient inventory for 2021 projects, but they'll have to have price increases for 2022. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.